Wisconsin Indian head country manager Deb Sturchy is stressed. It's a week and a half away from the governor's fishing opener at Lake Namekagon, and the ice shows no sign of budging.
We are bound and determined to find open water somewhere.
That probably will mean moving it southward from Cable. DNR fisheries biologist Scott Toshner says ice is 2 feet plus thick in the Bayfield-Ashland County area. Even so, he found out it isn't safe ice.
The edge of the ice was not good this past Saturday, which was kind of surprising to me. It looked like it was tight, frozen to the edge, but I actually fell through my boat to waist deep.
Toshner says 60 to 70 degree days are forecast, which probably won't be in time to save the governor's opener May 4th.
The ice that is there, even if you can get out to it, probably be pretty punky. With all this snow on top of the ice that's been melting, that water is going to find the path of least resistance, and any crack or hole in the ice will be used by all that water and make that part of the ice very weak.
The DNR and Indian Head Country will meet Thursday to decide on moving the opener. That's rare. The governor's opener has been around since 1965, and it's only been moved once. But Sturchy says this ice, too, shall pass.
Yes, I'm hoping so. It'll probably go out a couple days after the opener.
Wherever it's held, there's no guarantee the governor will actually catch a fish. The last time that happened was Jim Doyle in 2003, ironically, on Lake Namekagon. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.